WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. Excello Records spent the 1950s creating a body of blues and rhythm and blues records, which established it as one of the South's greatest labels. But the 1960s brought with it new challenges, particularly with soul music. Today, in the second part of a survey of the label's work, rock historian Ed Ward shows how Excello combined the best of the old with the best of the new to stay vital.
Wild Cherry!
By 1957, Excello Records had hit on a winning formula, releasing inexpensively produced records recorded in Nashville and Crowley, Louisiana. It promoted them aggressively through a radio show they sponsored on WLAC, which could be heard throughout the country, and distributed them via mail order while using its own distribution company to distribute other small labels. They weren't selling millions, but they were keeping comfortable. Besides the record business, of course, they published the songs they released, and this was another source of income.
A little darling. A little darling. Where? Are you? My lover. I was wrong. To who try? To love to?
The Gladiolas' version of Little Darling was too rough for most stations, but Excello made plenty of money when the Diamonds, a white Canadian group, cleaned up its chaotic production and took their version to the top of the pop charts. Excello's bread and butter, though, was the Swamp Blues being recorded deep in Cajun country by Jay Miller in Crowley, Louisiana.
I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name.
Lazy Lester, so-called for his casual approach to his career, was one of the artists who recorded for Miller, and songs like I Hear You Knockin' are a bridge between country blues and rock and roll. Swamp rock, the defining musical trend in southern Louisiana in the early 60s, for instance, showed up on a lot of Excello records, including this one from Jay Miller's house band.
This should go on forever.
Again, the original record was picked up by a white band, Clint West and the Boogie Kings, and turned into a substantial regional hit. Regional music tends toward conservatism, but it catches up sooner or later. As Sam Cooke began to invent what would soon become soul music, he had his regional imitators, like Lattimore Brown.
Somebody gonna miss me. Somebody gonna miss me.
But the real shock comes when a supposedly old-fashioned regional style sparks a major nationwide hit.
Ah,
where to scratch. Come here, baby. Scratch my back. I know you can do it. So, baby, get to it.
Slim Harpo's Baby Scratch My Back from 1966 was Excella's only top 20 hit in the label's 23-year history. But it was an anachronism, and the new word was soul. Kelly brothers never became household names, but records like their You Put Your Touch on Me are still marvels. One of Excella's last records was due to another partnership with L.A.-based soul producer Jerry Williams Jr., also known as Swamp Dog. Williams had written a song he was sure was a hit and paired it with one of Excella's best soul voices, Freddie North.
Friend, don't take her, she's all I got.
It was a hit, all right, but not a soul hit. Somehow, the song got to country star Johnny Paycheck, who revived a fading career with it, racked up one of 1971's biggest country hits, and got Swamp Dog awarded the Country Music Association's Song of the Year Award. Disco killed Excella the way it killed so many regional labels in America, but its legacy is an astonishing collection of classics you've probably never heard. Recently, four discs of the Excella story has hit the stores, packed with amazing music. And there's more where that came from, too.
Ed Ward writes about music from Berlin. This is Fresh Air.